This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
When you get a new Subaru during the 2022 Share the Love event, Subaru and their retailers share the love with your community. The annual event has supported over 1,700 hometown charities. And by the end of this year, Subaru and their retailers will have donated over $250 million. The 2022 Subaru Share the Love event, now through January 3rd. To learn more, visit Subaru.com/share.
You're listening to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. Now, here's your host, Faraz Siddiqui and Zach Rizzuto.
All right. Let's get right into it. Zach, what's going on, man? This is Faraz Siddiqui. We're going to go over quarterback rankings, running back rankings for week 11. We got some news to go over. We got a game tonight. Thursday night football, week 11 is starting tonight. Exciting, man. Exciting. Yeah. We're getting the home stretch of the season. Hopefully you guys have started to make some moves already with those trades that we talked about yesterday. Apparently a lot of people don't have their last week of trades this week.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
I did a poll on my Instagram story, and it was about 50-50, where 50% of the people, you know, had their trade deadlines today. Oh, I'm sorry, this week, and then the other 50% have their trade deadlines next week. So we were going to do another show next week. We were thinking about not doing a show, but now I'm thinking, I'm like, well, next week is Thanksgiving. So we're going to figure out what we're going to do in terms of shows. We're probably not going to have a show on Thanksgiving Day, but we're going to have a show Monday through Wednesday and then on Friday morning, you know, to kind of make sure that you guys are good to go going into the weekend. And obviously we have a few games on Thanksgiving as well. I think we have a game on – do we have a game on Friday too?
Yeah. I think it's next year. I know they said about a Black Friday game.
Yes.
I think it's next year that they're starting.
Okay.
2023. So okay. I saw that. I was kind of excited for that. And then I realized I think it is next year.
Dude,
if it isn't, even better. But
we're gonna have football on Monday, on Thursday, on Friday, and on Sunday. So why not?
Doesn't happen all the time. But I remember back when, you know, COVID was a problem and they would move games around. We had games every day of the week. It was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is what it was. Obviously. That was a pain in the butt for fantasy, but man, that was kind of cool having it every day of the week.
It was. So we got some news. Mark Andrews got a limited practice in on Wednesday. Good sign he can play this week, but he's not out of the woods just yet. This is a good sign, though, for him to play. Gus Edwards was also back in practice. Good sign for his availability. If he practices all week, I'd expect him to get the majority of touches out of the Ravens' backfield this week. I would be fine starting him as like a low-end RB2. If he doesn't, both Keenan Allen and Mike Williams got limited practices in on Wednesday. That's a good sign for both, but I'd be extremely cautious putting either of them in my lineup this week, especially Keenan Allen. You know, even in a good matchup against Kansas City, like this is, you know, it's not even a great matchup for Mike Williams, like on his side, on the left side, but like, you know, I'm not sure if these guys will end up going this week. I would say that they might not play. They might leave them out one more week.
Yeah.
Especially Keenan Allen. Even Mike Williams, to be honest.
That's what I would do. I mean, the way that they've been having them miss games, you know, Keenan Allen came back probably a little bit too early and ended up, you know, re-aggravating that same injury. At this point, you had him out for the entire season. Having him back a game earlier isn't going to change anything, really. Maybe, I guess against the Chiefs, you could say it would be helpful to have them back, but they've been, you know, getting it done without them. They're not a bad team without them, and then they should be able to come back healthy. Just bring them back when they're 100%. Don't rush them back. That's what I think they're going to do, and they should do. If they bring him back, you know, I wouldn't be worried about starting him. I would kind of just be like, okay, I'm going to put you in my lineup if you're playing, especially if it's just one of them, because Justin Herbert, you know, it's a good matchup. I would leave it. You know, I know you can temper expectations a little bit. You're not going to be expecting them full power, but if you've had them on their bench the whole year, you know, you're going to want them in your lineup.
I'm with you, man. Jerry Jeudy didn't practice on Wednesday either. My guess is that he sits out this week. But there's a chance that he plays. He'll have to get some practice in first, though, so to monitor that for, you know, for him and for Courtland Sutton.
Yeah.
There's a chance that Kyler Murray doesn't play this week. Again, they play on Monday night, and as you'll see, you'll see him soon. I don't have him ranked that high anyway this week against San Francisco. But Colt McCoy is also dealing with a knee injury, and he's day-to-day himself. Trace McSorley would be the quarterback if neither can go. And that offense, you know, would take a pretty big hit if that were to be the case.
Yeah. I mean, it was serviceable with Colt McCoy. And now, you know, Trace McSorley, obviously we haven't seen much of him. And he was a bit of a legend when he was in Baltimore. But, you know, sure, he never really saw the field that much. Yeah, everybody would get a downgrade except maybe James Conner if, you know, Trace McSorley would be the guy that goes. I think Colt McCoy can get it done for DeAndre Hopkins if it comes down to it, you know.
Yeah.
Colt McCoy's okay. He can get the ball where it needs to be to DeAndre Hopkins. And obviously, we want Kyler Murray to play. I think Kyler Murray will play, but I'm not sure. We'll have to see. It seems like teams are kind of taking the conservative route with these injuries, bringing players back this season so far, except for, you know, Keenan Allen coming back and re-aggravating it. But outside of that, we've seen it from the Colts with Jonathan Taylor, all that. So if he doesn't play, I mean, it sucks that it's a Monday night because you might be just pigeonholed into, you know, starting Colt McCoy if you have to. If he doesn't play, you know, you're starting Trace McSorley. Definitely have another guy ready, especially if he has a good matchup. There are a couple guys in our rankings this week, you know, top 20 that you might be able to just stream, you know, throw in there.
I'm playing Daniel Jones over Kyler Murray this week.
Yeah. I think that's probably your best bet. With the
I would say so. You know, it's just like he's hurt too. Like he might not get some rushing upside isn't there. You know what I'm saying? And Dan Jones is going up against the Lions. So I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna leave him out of my lineup for one more week.
Yeah. We've seen Kyler Murray playing with an injury. His upside is, you know, seriously capped. You know, that's what kind of happened the past two seasons. You know, in the back half of the season, he gets injured and he doesn't have the ceiling that he had earlier on.
Do you think he's faking the injury? Like, do you think he's just playing Call of Duty this whole time?
I knew that was going to come up. Yeah, no, I don't think that's the case. You know, we give Kyler Murray a lot of crap. You know, not only do we give him crap for being short, but also now because of Call of Duty. You know, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt on this one and say that this is a legit injury because he's played the rest of the season.
Marquise Brown has been designated to return from IR. His 21-day practice window starts now. It's even possible that he plays on Monday night. If Kyler goes, like, I'm okay starting him as like a wide receiver 3 in his first game back. Yeah. And then I'd expect to move him up into that wide receiver 2 range as Kyler gets healthier. But I prefer to play him with Kyler Murray healthy. Right. Yeah. So if Kyler Murray doesn't play, like, I'm not sure if I want to put Marquise Brown in my lineup, assuming that I have other options. And if I do, I might sit Hollywood in his first game back.
Yeah, I would temper expectations with Hollywood Brown. Definitely coming back, like, you know, just not only from the injury, but coming back with a presumably backup quarterback. You know, if Kyler Murray plays, like you said, good news. But if he comes back with a backup quarterback, they're just going to feed it to DeAndre Hopkins. I don't know how much of a snap share he's even going to get, you know, coming back if they want to kind of take him back slowly. Rondale Moore is doing his thing. He's fine. We'll see what Trey McBride can do. And James Conner, like we said, you know, they just released Eno Benjamin. So I think they have designs to use him pretty heavily, you know, feature him pretty heavily in this offense moving forward. So
100%.
I would give it that week before you put
him
back.
Yeah, and on. We'll talk about, you know, James Conner today and what that opportunity might look like. But one more piece of news. Juju's not practicing with that concussion. Mecole Hardman still isn't practicing because of an illness to his abdomen. Like, not sure what that means. But if both these guys are out, you know, Kadarius Toney obviously gets a big bump and should be started. And if Hardman does play, you know, or Juju does play, like, I'm still starting Tony as like a wide receiver three ish. Mm-hmm. If Juju plays, you know, I think, you know, obviously Juju will get a lot of those targets. You know, Hardman might be bumped down just a little bit, but if Hardman's out, you know, I think Tony can assume a lot of that as well. But either way, I think Tony is trending up and his snaps will go up regardless.
Yeah, regardless of what happens with the injury situation, I think he's going to carve himself out in a nice role. He's talented.
Yeah. Let's talk about now. We will talk about now. We see F here. F, we were just, yeah. I don't know, what's your name, dude? I'm tired of calling you F. I'm just going to call you Faraz. he's asking, is Stephon Diggs still a good starter this week with 3 feet of snow? You know, Faraz, like, I've literally, like, we completely dismissed your question yesterday. We were just talking about it before the podcast started. You know, we weren't really aware of like the snow situation. I knew it was happening, but like, yeah, I didn't think it was going to be this serious. So obviously over the last 24 hours, things have changed a little bit. So is Stephon Diggs still a good starter this week with 3 feet of snow? No. Like, I would say, like, if they're playing in Buffalo and there's 3 feet of snow and it's coming down, they're calling it thunder snow. I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't like get my hopes up for Stephon Diggs. So, you know, just keep that in mind. You know, it looks like the NFL might end up moving this game potentially, depending on the reports. Yeah. So, you know, just keep an eye out for that. And that would we'll be, see how that ends up going.
That would be best case scenario for fantasy. You know, you want, you know, ideal conditions, obviously, or as close to ideal conditions as you can get for fantasy football. If you remember, if they do play this in Buffalo during this thunder snow that they're calling it, they're calling for 30 mile an hour winds on top of it. That kind of gets lost in the sauce when you're talking about 3 to 6 feet of snow, but 30 mile an hour wind, if you remember the last game that was played in Buffalo with a high wind like that, you know, that was New England versus Buffalo last season, and New England won that game by attempting 6 or 7 passes, single digit passes.
And I think Damian Harris had like a long, like 50 yard touchdown or something like that in that game.
Yeah, that's what it was. So, I mean, granted, that is Mac Jones. You know, that game plan was a bit drastic. The Bills did throw it around a little bit more than that. But I wouldn't expect too much. You know, that is pretty bad. We saw this. Someone asked a question about it yesterday. And like we said, we didn't know the extent of it. When I heard snow, I was like, oh, it's just going to be like a snow game. You know, is it going to be a big deal? But 3 to 6 feet of snow, that's definitely grounds to move it. I am hoping that they move that maybe to a neutral site.
Let's talk about tonight's game real quick. Packers, Titans. I like Aaron Rodgers this week as a low-end QB1 with his newfound weapon in Christian Watson, right? And he has Alan Lazard. He has Aaron Jones. You know, solid matchup, right, through the air. I'm okay starting him. Like, and you'll see, I have him at QB10 or QB11 or something like that. And Watson, too. Like, I'm starting him as an upside wide receiver 3 this week. I don't know if he's a high-end wide receiver 3, but he's like a solid wide receiver 3 who could put up wide receiver 1 numbers. But you can't ignore the 40% target share, right? You can't ignore the 3 touchdowns last week, and you can't ignore the matchup advantages. I'd expect the Titans to try their best to not let him get over the top, though, right? Like, it just happened, like, you know, this couple days ago. Titans are very aware of this. They also had a guy go for 3 touchdowns against them, Stephon Diggs, you know, early on in the season. And they started to like lock down these number one wide receivers.
Yeah.
But still, like, they have Alan Lazard there. I actually like Alan Lazard's higher prop tonight, you know, because of that. But, you know, and it might sound obvious, but I have a feeling that they do a good job of, you know, not letting Christian Watson get over the top. But that being said, I still think he gets the targets, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's one of the reasons I like Lazard too. So, Lazard, I'm playing him as a wide receiver 3 as well. I think both these guys are going to be in my top 36.
I think that's fair. You know, the Packers seem to get it all together, of course, against my Cowboys defense, but that's besides the fact. I think that Aaron Rodgers looked a lot more like Aaron Rodgers last week. The interceptions that we had seen a few weeks before didn't happen. You know, having Christian Watson, a reliable receiver, not only reliable, but, you know, an explosive receiver to kind of lean on in the passing game, that's something he hasn't had all season, and we just saw what the offense can be with that. Aaron Jones also quietly had, 140 yards on the ground, you know, so the offense is clicking just fine. It's doing all right, at least compared to what we saw at the beginning of the season. I like the matchups on the outside. Aaron Rodgers should have, you know, another good day, at least compared to what he's been doing. I think we can move him up, like you said, into the QB1 range. It's going to be low-end QB1. He's not going to have he doesn't have that upset anymore, but, you know, he's not just a floor play at this point.
You'll see that I have Aaron Jones as a high-end RB2 this week. It's a tough matchup on the ground, but, you know, if I'm expecting Aaron Rodgers to do well, then I'd have to expect the offense to be in positions to score. So I'm good starting Jones this week. The Titans have also given up the fourth most receptions to running backs over the last 4 weeks. So hopefully the Packers can take advantage of that.
Right.
Derrick Henry is a great start tonight. running backs have an edge in general on Thursday nights, and the Packers have been vulnerable to the run game, and that's about it for the Titans. Like, don't start anybody else, but I'll say this, like, pick up Treylon Burks before this game if he's available in your leagues, you know, on platforms where you can just drop bench players after they play, so you can just pick up somebody else for Sunday to see if they pop off, you know, and just continue that rotation. You can do that on like Sleeper and like Yahoo and, you know, other platforms if your league settings allow it.
Yeah.
All right.
Derrick Henry's the guy. That's the story of the Titans offense.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much, yeah.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.